Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 11th day of December, Sunday, 2022. And boy, we have a lot for you tonight. The title of the message was Baal, Moloch, and the Woke. And we're going to start tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And here, Solomon, he's referring to himself as the preacher. And as he's doing this message here, he's gathering people together to listen to what his wise sayings. Now, Solomon was one person in the Bible that had everything. He had power, he had riches, he had honor. He had a reputation in God's favor, and especially wisdom. He was given great wisdom. And he's the one who's discussed the ultimate emptiness of all the world has to offer. And so here we see what he's tried to destroy people's confidence in their own efforts, in their own abilities and righteousness. And for the idea was to direct them to a commitment to God as the only reason for living. And we start here in verse 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher. Vanity of all vanities. All is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passes away, another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also arises, and the sun goeth down, and hastens to his place where it rose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is never full, is not full, unto the place from whence the rivers come. Thither they return again. All things are full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Now, Solomon is making a point that there's nothing new under the sun. And people will say, wait a minute, I can't believe this, that there's nothing new under the sun. Well, and he's talking about what has happened in the past. The very nature of things that have happened in the past keep repeating themselves over and over. And as we go through this, we'll see that. And this is where the title of Baal, Moloch, and the Woke come in. Solomon says, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there any thing where it may be said, see, this is new. It hath already been of old time, which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come, which those things shall come after. Well, here again, we see so many things that he's referring to. He named a number of things. But today, just like they've been for the last 6,000 years, people are marrying, people are having families, people are planting crops, people are doing the things. And you say, well, what about technology? Well, we have technology, but really, folks, is it anywhere near what was here on the earth prior to the flood? You had people there with superhuman abilities, which would make all of our technology today seem childish, if you will. And then again, we saw what happened, and this should be a dire warning, because God let the population of the earth grow to about 8 billion people. And then when it got to the point where here his cup was full of wrath after the sin of the people refused to repent of their sins, then he destroyed all but 8. And today, the population here on earth is approaching again 8 billion people, and sin is greater than it's ever been, and people refuse to even acknowledge their sin, much less repent of it. And so, here, when we take a look at this, starting with Baal, the meaning Baal means master or lord. That was, and he was the counterpart to Ashtaroth. Now, Ashtaroth was the wife of Baal. Well, we see here later that Asherah was his mistress. But we start tonight over there in Hosea chapter 9. And in Hosea chapter 9, as we read, starting with verse 7 through verse 15. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, and the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity, and he will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as they first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them. And there shall not be a man left, yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, I saw at Tyrus, is planned in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts, and all their wickednesses in Gilgal. For there I hated them, for the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them out of mine house, and I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. And so here, by this time, Israel began to experience the consequences of its sin. it was no longer listening to God's warnings about their sins. God had sent the prophets, when the prophets would prophesy, and the prophets would tell them they need to repent. That, you know, you're running out of time. Repent, repent. And yet, they refused to even listen. Here, we see in verse 9 where it says, they have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. Well, here, the Baal sodomites had gathered around a house to demand that the male visitor come and visit by the and so that they could, you know, they could sodomize him. And we're going to take a look at that, because people have no idea just how offensive the sin of sodomy is. Today, you have people, and I'm talking about people that are professing Christians, saying, and I've seen this, and I've seen it on Fox News, and that how they're not bitter against LGBT, against sodomites, and they have no problem with sodomites. And I'm talking about professing Christians, people who are professing Christians but are so biblically illiterate, because this is such an offense, an offensive thing to Almighty God. Now, Balaam, you know, he leads the people in sexual sins. We're going to go over first to Judges 19. And in Judges 19, now, Baal was the god of sin, child sacrifices, pedophilia, orgies, bestiality, LGBTQ of that day, murder, etc. And here, as we take a look at this, we're going to see just how offensive that sin of sodomy was to God. And we start here in Judges chapter 19, verse 12. And his master said unto him, we will not return aside hither into the city of a stranger. This is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servant, come and let us draw near to one of those places to lodge at night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them. And when they were come to Gibeah, which belonged to Benjamin, and they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And he went, and when he went in, he sat down in the street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at evening, which was also of Mount Ephraim in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites, and they had lifted up their eyes and saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the site of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I, and I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to a house. Yet there is both straw and provender for the asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with my servants, and there is no want of anything. And the old man said, peace be with thee, howsoever Let all thy ways lie upon me, only lodge not here in the street. So he brought him into the house and gave him provender and to the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial. Now these were, Belial was Satanist, but these sons of Belial were like the same ones that Jezebel got to, the same sons of Belial, not the very same men, but the sons of Belial, which were Sodomites on that day. And Jezebel had these bear false witness against Naboth. Now, as they were making their hearts merry, well, here, and they beset around the house, around about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, and the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. They wanted to sodomize this man. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, nay, my brother, nay, I pray you, do not do so wickedly, seeing that this man has come into mine house. Do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and a concubine, and his concubine. Them I will bring out and out now, and humble you them, and do with them that seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken to him, so the men took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was till it was light. And the lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was falling down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, up, let us be going. But none answered. Then the man took her up upon an ass, and the man rose up and got him into his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and he laid hold on the concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And so it was so that all that it saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto the day you consider of it, taking vice and speak your minds. Well, the Benjamite men were the LGBTQ of that day. They were referred to as dogs. Now, the sin of sodomy, which is today embraced by the mainstream media, was considered, and still is by God, to be so loathsome, such a loathsome, vile thing, that they were willing to sacrifice their women than to allow a man to be violated in such a way. Now, here, you know, man was made in the image of God, and now to have him violated by sodomites. And again, remember, they were the LGBTQ of that day. Today, again, folks, not only in the public fool system and in the mainstream media and the entire Democratic Party, the entire, woke movement, not only is that acceptable, but it's preferable way of life than what God has given us, than the natural, normal thing. The queer movement is more desired today in such a sinful world. Now listen, it's you have people that are professing Christians. I've seen it, and I thought, where is their mind? These people can no more be saved than a man in the moon. I've watched them even on Fox News. I've heard these people talk about how, yes, even though these are sodomites, and that's their lifestyle, we'll respect that. We'll respect their And we know that the Bible says that to love, to hate the sin but love the sinner. The Bible does not teach that. The Bible does not teach that at all. In fact, I just read to you where God said he hated these people for doing this. In fact, we see a number of places in the Bible, and those sound bites that you hear often from people are just that. They're sound bites, but they're not in the Bible. They're totally being misquoted in Scripture. For example, here, let me take you over to Proverbs. And in the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, and in verse 5, we read this. Her feet go down to death. Let me see. Maybe it was Psalms that I was thinking about. It could be Psalms that I'm thinking about instead of Proverbs. But God makes it very clear in his word that certain people, for example, he tells you in Romans chapter 9 that Jacob he loved, but Esau he hated. But he tells you in a number of places in the Bible that God hates those that commit iniquity. Now, folks, again, you need to realize just what the Bible says and not what they say. Here, it's Psalms 5, verse 5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. That means lying. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. Folks, does that sound like God loves everybody? No, he doesn't. And in fact, in a number of places, says he hates all of those who commit iniquity. He hates those whose hands shed innocent blood, whose feet are swift to run to mischief. And here again, this was such a vile act here that to sodomize this man. Now, it's a horrible thing. You say, well, we could never allow them. Why, I would fight to the death before I would, give them my daughter, or even a servant, any woman. But you see, in those days, again, this was such a vile act to have a man sodomized that here these men would rather sacrifice their women. Now here you came to the point where when he came, what he did, he cut his concubine up into 12 pieces and he shipped her to all of the other tribes. Now, what happened there? Well, if we go over to Judges 20 and read verse 33, and all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array against Baal Tamar, and their liars in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men of Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not the evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed the Benjamites that day, 25,000 and 100 men, all that drew their sword. So because of the act of these Sodomites, it was such a vile thing, such an offense to Almighty God, that it cost them 25,000 of the Benjamites for doing that. Now, again, remember, I know today, you have to understand, God's immutable. He doesn't change. And believe me, there are people out there that think, well, you know, God should really get with the times. No. God is immutable. What he says, his word's going to stand for ever, folks. God doesn't have to get in line with your thinking. You better get in line with God's thinking. You see, he's not going to stand before you. You're going to be standing before him on bended knee. And so here, I want to go over now to Numbers chapter 25. And in Numbers chapter 25, starting with verse 1 through 18, we read this. Now, just to give you a little update, we had talked about how what we just read here, well, the daughters of Moab convinced the men of Israel that Baal was the god of fertility. And the men at first, the Israeli men, were just interested in sex, but the whores of Moab took them from adultery to idolatry. Now here, it was Balaam's way. Now Balak wanted to pay Balaam to curse God, or to curse Israel. But God wouldn't allow him to do it. Balaam was a prophet, so every time Balaam would go to curse Israel for money, God would not allow him. The words that would come out of his mouth would not be what God allowed him to speak, you see. God put words in his mouth. So here, Balak was really getting upset and saying, what am I going to do? I'm paying you. When are you going to produce? So Balaam came up with this idea. He said, look, if we can get the daughters of Moab to seduce the men of Israel and then take them from adultery into idolatry, God will curse them himself. And so that was the plan. And so we start to read here in verse 1 of chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto their sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Now, let me just say this here before we go any further. It was common that all of these so-called gods that really weren't gods at all, but all of these so-called gods that they worshipped were considered either to be the wife as Ashtoreth, or the mistress as Asherah, or the sons and daughters of Baal. So Baal was Baal was the master or the lord, and all of these other gods were considered to be offsprings of him. And so we read, and they called the people unto their sacrifices of their gods, and people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined herself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them. Now the heads of the people were both. They were both the leaders, and also it was their heads that would be hung. Hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay you every one his men that were joined into Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So this man came and he had one of these whores. And the idea was that, you know, he came and he flaunted this. This was a direct violation. They were to have nothing. They were to be separatists, have nothing to do with these women. But this guy, you know, these men who were, they were out after these prostitutes. They were seduced by these prostitutes. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, he took a javelin in his hand, And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And so here, because Phinehas, now Phinehas' anger was proper anger. It was justifiable anger. He showed his reverence to God and turned away God's wrath. He already, God had brought his anger and had killed off 24,000. And he was rewarded by God with a covenant of everlasting priesthood. And so here we go on. And then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, and the priest who turned away the wrath from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God. And he made an atonement to the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite, which was slain, even that was slain with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, the prince of chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman, which was slain, was Cosby, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. And so here, there's a lesson in here, in this, and that's the lesson that All of us may come to the time where we too, like Phinehas, are going to have to do the days that we're living in become evil days. We are in an evil day. And we too, like Phinehas, may, in order to stop God's wrath from coming upon the people, to turn away God's wrath from the people, we too must come to a time where we have to act in such a manner, even as Phinehas did. And so now I want to go over to 2 Kings 23. And in 2 Kings chapter 23, we read verses 1 through 14. Well, here now, we're going to see that the evil king Manasseh, he was the equivalent today. He was extremely evil. He was equivalent today of, say, Barack Obama, who was the most pro-abortion senator. He was the most pro-abortion. Barack Obama was so wicked that he alone voted for and tried to actually sponsor a bill that babies that survived abortion, that they would be killed. And I remember him saying, those things were never meant to live. They should be put on a shelf and left to die. That's wicked. That is evil, and that is wicked to the bone. And so, and also, like the sodomites, well, Barack Obama is a sodomite. Another very, very wicked man of today would be Joe Biden. Joe Biden is as bloodthirsty where it comes to innocent children as you can get, every bit as much as Obama Nation. And Joe Biden, according to his own daughter, is a pedophile, which is a horrible, wicked thing. It's a terrible thing. And so here we see that the evil king Manasseh, and again, he set up an idol of Asherah, which was the mistress whore of Baal. Now, she was the goddess of orgies and of war. She was also considered the goddess of male prostitutes. Now, here as we go through this, we see that the Mount of Olives is called the Mount of Corruption because in all of the pagan idols that were set up there. And so we read here, starting in verse 1, and the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and unto all the men of Judah, and unto the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all the heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood up to the covenant, and the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and all for the host of heaven, and burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them into Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places around about Jerusalem. Them also he burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the host of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron, and he burned it at the brook of Kidron, and stamped it into small powder, and cast the powder thereup upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings from the grove. And he brought all of the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba. And he broke down the high places of the gates that were in the entering of the gates of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among the brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom. And no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Moloch. And he took away the horses and the kings of Judah, and gave them to the sun. And at the evening in the house of the Lord, by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and he burned the chariots of the sun with fire, and the altars which were on top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, and the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook of Kidron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, that was the Mount of Olives, it was which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile, and break it in pieces, images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. So Josiah, the king here, he was righteous in the sight of God. And again, what they did, see, today, people, again, in this country, they don't get it. God's immutable. He means what he says and says what he means. And the very first time the word abomination, which one definition of that in the old Hebrew is the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. And folks, here, it was such a vile and offensive thing to God that he had the Sodomites, their houses torn down, and the Sodomites killed. And King David instructed his men that when they killed the Sodomites, not to touch them with their hands. They used shields that had holes through the shields, metal shields, and then they would run their javelin or their spear through the shield and kill the Sodomite. And then they were instructed to burn them right where they died, right there. And again, today, in the apostate, United Church of the Antichrist, which refers, they not only openly embrace sodomy, they embrace the sin of abortion, they embrace the sin of sodomy. The Episcopal Church, they have become satanic temples. They have become satanic temples where everything that the Word of God calls sin and calls defilement, that's defiled, they embrace all of these things today, and they are clueless to the fact that God's immutable. He doesn't change, and he means exactly what he says. I want to go over to Acts chapter 7. And in Acts chapter 7, we read here, starting with verse 37. This is Moses, which was sent unto the children of Israel, a prophet to show the Lord our your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness, with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned their back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered a sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the words of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship unto the host of heaven, as is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your God, Ramphium, figures which you have made to worship them, and I will carry you away into Babylon. Well, here, Moloch and Ramphium were two of the pagan gods that were considered to be as the sons of Baal. Now, folks, these idiots, they would make up a god with their own hands. They would make up something, and they thought that their worship of the idol that they would make with their own hands would turn that idol into a god. Now, folks, that's kind of simple-minded, okay? Now, here you saw Ramphium was the Egyptian idol. Moloch was the god of child sacrifice. Today, Planned Parenthood is a modern-day Moloch. Today, Planned Parenthood is a modern-day Moloch. They do horrible, horrible things with unborn babies. Now, here, we're going to take a look at the modern version of Baal and Moloch, and that is what we call the woke, the god of woke out there. Woke, the god of today. And here is the woke agenda. The woke agenda is make abortion as plentiful and profitable as possible. Make it as profitable for wicked and whorish women to carry their babies to term and sell them for organ harvesting. Stock libraries with pedophilia grooming books aimed at kids. Promote drag queens. And folks, what I'm reading to you, this is their actual agenda. This is the woke agenda. Promote drag queen story time in libraries. Promote gender fluidity to children. That means going from changing back and forth from male to female. Introduce porn literacy into the schools. Queer the curriculum by exposing children to adult LGBTQ ideology. Introduce irreversible sex change and operations for children. Promote same-sex bathrooms in schools. Introduce soft sentences for pedophiles. Push to lower the age of consent. Demonize any parents who dare speak out against our agenda. Report them to the FBI. Continue to promote the bioweapon kill shots as safe and effective. Keep convincing the simple-minded voter that our borders are secure. Pervert the English language to changing definitions. Legitimize words such as transgender, transhuman, transspecies, minor attracted, binary transition, gender fluid, as preferable lifestyles. Promote drag queen children's stories in libraries and public schools, and deny Christian children access to the same. Christian stories to the same. On the grounds that they're unconstitutional. Force critical race theory and LGBTQ awareness on our military. Categorize Christian patriot organizations such as the Tea Party, Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee, the John Birch Society, the Unregistered Baptist Fellowships, etc., as terrorist organizations. Harass and investigate and prosecute pro-lifers and ignore the violent crimes of the pro-death community. Little by little, legitimize Satanism, and little by little, delegitimize Christianity. Continue using ballot harvesting along with corrupt voter fraud and election rigging organizations like Dominion. Use the fake mainstream media to convince the simple-minded to believe them and not what they see with their own eyes. Refer to all Christian patriots, white or black, as white Christian nationalists, and then brand them as terrorists. That's their agenda out there today. Well, very quickly, I want to take you over to Proverbs, or Isaiah chapter 5. And I kind of have to hurry now. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 18 through 25. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. In other words, they're pulling their sin out in front of God and saying what God will do. They're flaunting their sin. That's exactly what they do today. That's exactly what the left does today. They flaunt their sin. They say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. Let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. In other words, they're saying, let's see what God will do when we flaunt our sin in front of him. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to minister, to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and the blossom shall be go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them. And the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all of this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out. And he's continuing, folks, believe me. God is angry with the wicked every day. Not only does NARAL, LGBTQ, ACLU, MAMBLA, the Church of Satan, the World International Council of Churches, etc., flaunt their sin in the face of God, but the entire Democratic collective, the mainstream media, the public schools, Hollywood. So today, most all of the heathen entities are referred to as the children of woke. They're the children of woke. The mainstream media, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Coca-Cola, Target, Walmart, Spectrum, Giant Eagle, the American Medical Association, on and on and on, etc., are all considered to be woke corporations. But it's an interesting thing. One of the most woke of all time, Disney, now is starting to pull back away from that because, it wasn't tolerated in the state of Florida, where Governor DeSantis laid the law down. And so now it cost them. And so now here they're saying they're not going to take part in the woke anymore. I want to go over now to Romans, and in Romans chapter 8, and we finish with this. This is one of my favorite passages of all of Scripture. I started in verse 31. Now, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For it is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, and rather than is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or pearl, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, that's very interesting that he says this, more than conquerors, meaning we're the equivalent of powerful people like kings. For I am persuaded that neither death... Now, listen to this, because here he takes us to the very realm of life, to the very realm of death. And he's talking about there's nothing out there. In fact, there's nothing in the past, the present, or the future. He's telling you that nor in angelic beings. For I'm persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So again, he takes you to the entire realm of the universe, in the past, in the present, and in the future. There is nothing in existence that can cause us to lose our salvation. Once we're saved, folks, again, there is nothing out there that can cause us to lose our salvation. Now, when the Lord refers to us as his elect, I'm going to tell you, I know you look around, and tonight at the church we showed this film about the Great Reset. and all of the things that's happening, these so-called, all these powerful dark forces in the world today, Klaus Schwab and George Soros and all of these very, very dark and sinister Antichrist forces who have, and literally, Schwab literally said, God is dead. There is no God. There is no Jesus Christ. Your people are, you're fixed on the fables. Well, listen, folks. These people are fools. I will tell you right now, Klaus Schwab, God says he's a fool. God says he's a fool. The Bible says that he that saith in his heart there is no God is a fool. These people, George Soros is a fool. Now, I can tell you this. They will be on their broken knees before Almighty God. And there comes a time when you've gone so far that God has given you over to a reprobate mind that it's no longer, you no longer have the ability to repent. And I believe that's what's happened with these people. But I also believe that with all of what is happening right now and everything that's coming together, that I really believe that it will be soon, it will be soon, that the Lord's going to take us out of here. And everything that God's Word, the Bible, look, you've got over 1,800 prophecies, folks. Over 580 in the New Testament, over 1,200 in the Old Testament, folks. And I got to tell you this. Up until now, they've all come to pass right when, right where, right exactly how. Some 4,000 years in advance. God's Word, it's got 100% accurate record. There is nothing out there that even comes close, folks, to having the authority of the Word of God. Unfortunately, as he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And God, and the Lord Jesus has said this. The vast majority, you're going to find this out when it's too late. When it's too late. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. Because they're not going to accept to receive Christ as their Savior. So, if you're out there listening tonight and you say, well, you know, I'm thinking about what he's saying. Folks, believe me, okay, you're going to die. This will happen. There's no chance, none at all, zip zero, that it won't. And when that happens, you will end up in heaven or hell. There's no in-between. You're going to end up in heaven or hell. And believe me, you don't want to go to the latter. And so, if I were you out there listening and you have not called upon the name of the Lord, there is nothing that you can or will ever do that will mean as much to you as praying to the Father, repenting of your sins. This is required. Repentance is required. And then calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus, realizing he took your place, folks. He did for you what you could never do for yourself. He did for you, folks, what you could never even begin to pay him back for what he did. He took your place, and God became flesh, became man, and asked the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, completely and totally, without any reservation. If you'll do that, then you will become a new creature. You will become an heir of the kingdom, a born-again believer. You will have done the most important thing that you would ever, ever do, and only you can do it, because the time will come. The time will come. There's no chance that it won't. Not a bit of chance at all. That the only thing will matter to you. Believe me, this will happen. The only thing that will matter to you is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. Nothing else will matter to you. Nothing else. And so, if you haven't done that, I would do it tonight. I would do it tonight. I'd go to the Gospel of John chapter 3. Read it. And then pray that prayer. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Repent of your sins and then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. You need to do that. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Millions of people will. So we're out of time tonight. So as always at this time of the night, we get to there. We say good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the voice of the Christian resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.